So it's the story of the man Sto Shiva. I don't know how I just came across this story. For me, it was a new story for me. I'm not sure if you... Man Sto Shiva, it's a beautiful story. There was Nebuchadnezzar that went to the man Sto Shiva, and he said that his child is really unwell, Nebuch. William was a bocha, and he was Nebuch really unwell. And he was diagnosed, and it was Nebuch very seriously unwell. Went to Man Sto Shiva, and Man Sto Shiva spoke to him a little bit, to this father, and he asked him, and he schmoozed with him a little bit, and he asked him about the son, what is he doing? He says, he's in yeshiva, he's a third year yeshiva. And in conversation with Man Sto Shiva, he came up and he said that the plan was that after the Zman, he's going to come back home and going to go to the business and help him in the business. His father had a good business, a very well-run business, established business. So the Man Sto Shiva told him, listen, I'm not a Novi, I'm not a Ben Novi, I can't. But I can tell you that if you are happy for him to stay long in yeshiva and you don't impose on him to come back, he was successful in matzliach in learning. He was very matzliach in learning. If you let him carry on growing and schnagging as he wishes, and you carry, then perhaps, you know, if you're happy to allow him to carry on in yeshiva, then perhaps whatever you sure, but if you stubborn about him coming back, I can't really give you a broch. I can't really help. And this Gvir said, no, listen, he's been through his yeshiva time, has come to come home, he has to help me in the business. He was very stubborn about this. So Man Sto Shiva said, I can't really help you. Until he said, okay, I'll think about it, I'll come back tomorrow. He came back the next day and he realized, actually, yes, his son was really not well. And what was the action about this? What was the stubborn about it? He went to Shiva, told Shiva, you know, if you really think that makes all the difference, then fine, okay, I'm committing. I'm not gonna impose on him to come back home. If he wants to stay and learn, he can carry on staying and learning. So when Shiva said, okay, fine, you know, if the Kodesh Baruch Hu can give all the brachas and all the yeshuas, I'm sure it'll be fine. And he gave him a very warm bracha, and subsequently the Gvir left, and Taka, what happened was that this bracha Taka, as you can imagine, as we can guess, and Yeshua, 2 weeks later, he went to a second opinion, so it was all rubbish, and everything went very well. But it developed into a Choshev Tamid Chacham, and actually, but the point about the story is, what happened after that meeting with his Yid. Because what happened was that the Man Sto Shiva then went to yeshiva where he davened. And when he davened, he would daven quite loud. Not very loud, but if you'd stand right next to him, you'd actually hear what he would say during Shemana Esrei. And then that's the point. When Man Sto Shiva davened, he was heard, he spoke in Yiddish, and he said in davening Shemana Esrei, he said, Tate chom zugesagt. Tate, Father, ich habe ihm zugesagt, I've promised, I've agreed to the deal. Tat ich habe ihm zugesagt. And that's how with a bit of crying, a bit of tears, that's how he davened Shemona Esrei. Now, it is well known that the Man Sto Shiva spoke in Yiddish during Shemona Esrei, and the truth is that there's a Shuvan Ramosha about it, and he addresses that question, can you add, in the middle of Shemona Esrei, can you add Tfilis in Yiddish, or in English, for that matter, middle of Shemona Esrei? Because that's what, and Rav Moshe discussed it, and he says that it's only permitted for Grace of Tzaddikim, nobody else can do that. But it's well known that Man Sto Shiva did that. He said a few words in Yiddish in Shemona Esrei. But what's crucial about it is that the fact that what I got tremendous inspiration from it, because he just teaches us that's really when to daven with that person, the personalized aspect to it, I think that's. It's quite the story of the Man Sto Shiva. Tate chom zugesagt. Daddy, I've promised, I've made a deal. And that's quite a story about Man Sto Shiva. Okay. We're up to page 516. Simon Shid Tzadik Aleph, the top of the page. Continuing with the halachas of Din Bitlo Shus Leusen Shochel Arev. So again, what we're discussing is if Bitl Shus works. That's what we just finished off yesterday with Bitl Shus with regard to the Shittim Havos. We're continuing now this topic, and I'm almost at the top of the page. We're talking about a situation that is going in Yidden. If you remember the picture number one, picture number four, the scenario being that on one side is Yidden, on one side is Goyim. So we've got a Mavui coming off Nur Shus HaRabim. One side is Yidden one side, there's goyim. Now, the topic discussed over here is as follows. The continuation says as follows. When there's two chatzeros, and in each chatzah, there's Bate Yisrael. There's two Yiddish houses and two different chatzeros. Okay? So we've got them over. One chatzah on this side, one chatzah on the other side, and on each of the chatzeros, there's one Yid. They're both in the same city, but in two different chatzeros. You've got to do schiras from each and individual schiras of the goat. They must speak, and it is not sufficient. It is not sufficient that you do schiras from the sour ear, from the mayor of the city. So, Rabbi said this is very important. We're going to see the Ramah in the continuation in a minute. But what the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us so far is, imagine you've got two chatzeros in two different parts of the city. And each chatzah has got one yid living there. Imagine, there's one Yid living in Mulberry Road, and there's another Yid living on the other side, and a different Chotzer. The Shulchan Aruch is teaching us, you cannot rely on the Sa'ir, on the Meir, and do Schiras through him. That is not sufficient. What you have got to do, you've got to the Goyim over here, do Schiras over here, and do Schiras over there too. We learned that when you have a chotzah and it's going there, what do you have to do? You have to do schiras. You have to rent the property of them. Now, you would have assumed, perhaps, that it's good enough to make a to go to the sa'ir, the mayor of the city, and do it for him, because that includes both chatzeres, where all the goyim are. But here we're learning that's not sufficient. We've got two yidden living in two independent, separate chatzeres. You've got to go to this chotzah, you've got to that chotzah. For in Maspik, it's not sufficient. You go from the Sa'ir, the mayor of the city, and go and do it through him. That is not good enough. Oh, very good. You're right. You're asking what's the difference between. We do something very similar to that. So to answer that question, we need to see the Ramah and the continuation of Shulchan Aruch. And then maybe let's address your question again after that. Continues the Ramah. Some say that that we said that the to use the mayor of the city or the general authority, that doesn't work, the salary that doesn't work, that is. It's not always true. That depends. If you're talking about carrying in the mavui, that for that it's sufficient. The sa'ir, the mayor, he's entitled to remove people from the mavui. So that it's good enough. Where the sa'ir is not sufficient is, I'm reading words of the Ramah again. It's only if you want to start carrying in the house of the goy, from into the house of the goy. That's where the sa'ir is not sufficient. But if you, from your own house, you want to carry into the mavui, for that you can rely on the mayor. But if you want to start carrying to the goyish house and from the goyish house, then that's not good enough. You can't rely on the sa'ir. You need to do a proper, genuine schiras from him. So he's differentiating over here. What kind of carrying are we talking about? Are we talking about the carrying into the mavui, from your own house into the mavui? That's one level. A more serious level, a more stringent level is to carry into the goyish house and vice versa. So it says that since the mavui is actually since the sa'ir, the mayor has got rishus into the mavui, so therefore you can rely on the sa'ir and not like the opinion of Shulchan Aruch. But let's carry on a bit more. When do we say all that? We're going to see soon what our mayor is nowadays. I wonder what you think. That we said that the sa'ir is not sufficient. Opinion of Shulchan Aruch. That we said the sa'ir is not sufficient, the mayor is not sufficient. That's only talking about sa'ir shein abatim shloi, that's when the houses are not his. And also, he doesn't have permission, leshtamesh bevotei bnei yo'ir, he doesn't have permission to use the houses within the chotzer, klal, hafilu b'shas melchama, even when there is war. Rabbi said this is very important. He said that, when did we say that you cannot rely on the mayor? That's if the mayor doesn't have, the houses are not his, and he cannot even use the houses during wartime. However, but in a place
or any circumstances. She called Tokyo Il, that all the requirements in the city, everything has to go through the mayor. He's got overall authority and responsibility. His appointees. Is that the word, appointees? People that he appointed. Is that called appointees? Or did I just make this up? It is, it's okay? Yeah? That if everything goes to the mayor or his appointees, Vadai, certainly, Shishchiris Masa, Hahu, certainly the Shishchiris works from this mayor. Oy, Mishchir Velikito, Mahani, obviously Shishchir Velikito would also work as well. Shariyesh Lerushus Lohosh Venoshov, Velikele Michtab, since he's got the permission to place people, Velikele Milchamto, and their warfare equipment, Pevot Ibn Avi, in their houses, Beshas Milchamto during wartime, Shalom Midatum, without their permission. So, Rabbi Yisai, let's get this clear. We're talking about a scenario that, let's go back to page, the earlier page, when we have got Vichatzeiros. So imagine we've got one chotzer on one side of the city, one side of the Mavui. We've got another chotzer elsewhere. Now we want to know, one yid over here, one yid over there. What can you rely on an overall, that's what we do. Like a shit, can you just go to the Lord, what was his name? What? No, I'm talking about what Rabbi Lieberman uses. What was it? Lieutenant. Okay, so it's mamash that shaila. It's absolutely that shaila. Can you go to the lieutenant, or is that called, who is the appointed person from the queen? Can you go to him and say, okay, we want to do the schiris through you? Being the representative of the queen and being the sahoir. Or, maybe that's not good enough, and what you've got to do is do schiris, personalized schiris in every chotzer. Is it enough to the global schiris? Or do you need to have a specific rental from every chotzer? So Shulchan Aruch is differentiating. So the Rambam holds that it's fine if you're talking about not carrying the goy's house just in the chotzer for you, for the yid, chotzer, mavui, that's fine anyway. That's what the Rambam says. But the Shulchan Aruch says that, can you rely on the globally on the sahoir? Shulchan Aruch says, it depends on the sahoir. What is role? What is power? What is authority? And it says that if everything goes through him, then it's fine. You can go through him. If things can happen without him, then no. In the wartime, can you place weapons and equipment in your house without permission? Yes or no? If you can, then it's fine. Then you can do it through the sahoir. If you can't, next. So my shaila is on the Edva Eiruv. We're fine anyway. Because we're doing schiris, yeah, that's what he said. But go to the lieutenant.
That's what the shal is, even if schiris works in Sahir. What's that Sahir doing? So, isn't that the actual shal? Then it's good enough with Jeffrey, each individual.
Chotza. You can go to one chotza. This chotza, you do schiris. You go to another chotza, you do schiris over there. So the Sahir's role is because he's more global. He's the entire Edgware, the entire London. You know what? In a way, we could even ask about the mayor, the real mayor. Who is the mayor? The mayor of Barnet. Let's talk about the mayor of Barnet and then the mayor of London. They are both very good questions. Can you go to Sadiq Khan? Can you go to him and do schiris through him? What's his power? What's his authority? Can you do it through him? Has he got rights during wartime? Does words of Shulchan Aruch are? I would be very surprised if anything goes through him. He needs to have the rights to use the houses of the city. The army. I don't think the mayor would fit in that category. I don't think he's a person who can do schirs. Certainly the mayor of Barnet. I don't know who is the mayor of Barnet. No idea who currently is. Yeah, okay. So if he that's anyway only a role, isn't it just it's a ceremony role. So I think we all agree, can you just hear this through him? Does he have any authority? Could he put anything in your house without your permission in a wartime? I don't think he can. So therefore, I think it's posture that mayor of a borough, I think certainly you can't do. So I'm not quite sure, what what is evident from the Shulchan Aruch, I also want to bring look at the Bir Halacha. I think Bir Halacha is also quite revealing over here. And the Bir Halacha on the side says, the Ramah says, it's not to do with the house being his or not. But the point being, kol shiskiron on mason le mas ven yochel le salkon velo shir le rishus le niach shom kelo lo imahan mas shrichin vemenu. The point is, you need to have some right in your property.
And I think that brings me back to your point. I think what you said is very accurate. Because he needs to be that he's got the right to place something in your house. If the mayor has got the right to do that, to put something in your house without your permission, then you can do shiris to him. Sounds quite radical. If he cannot put something in your house without your permission, then you cannot do shiris through him, in terms of the sa'ir. And therefore, I'd argue that the mayor nowadays wouldn't qualify for shiris. I don't think he would qualify for this sa'ir. I don't think he would.
What do they say? Yudches. V'nirali, the dafke shemamun alayze, k'mo yish shekorin polizai. Yeah? Sheyodua shekol devar malchus nase al yodoy, the police, that everything the governmental goes through them. Fafilu ma'am eshalsim shalayim, even the officers, the police officers, everything goes through them. They're governmental officers and agents. Well, not agents, they're official governmental employees. Shari yesh lehem reshus, they've got the permission. Likach, meshalsim shal yedem, likach, meshalsim shal yedem, niskaim kol tzivu ha-melech. They fulfill the instructions and the guidelines of the king. Aval ma'an shechaloysaf, but if it's the army, in terms of the army, hafil ha-rosh shalayim, even their generals, lo imahani, b'mokum shu en muni alay dezeh. But the army, since they are an independent unit, even their seniors, you cannot use for the shechiras. The point of the Mishnah Berurah is that it depends as to whether they're coming on behalf of the king or not. So the army doesn't come on behalf of the king; they've got their own authority, and therefore, according to Mishnah Berurah over here, they have got the police. However, is directly does instructions of the king. That must be, we're talking about, you know, that may have changed over the generations. But according to the Mishnah Berurah over here, the police has got less, it's more comparable to the Sa'ir than the Anshe Chaloysav. He quotes the Chayodon for that. Now, I believe that probably nowadays this would be a little bit different, because certainly the army,
the police can go to, they could put, during times of war, terrorism or something, they could put, yeah.
The police probably can't. The police probably can't. Okay. Oh, the police can as well? Yeah, if they've got, yeah. Yeah, okay. So the police will probably be a very good place. Yeah. But a simple answer is what you say. If it's true that the meter, that's what you said, the meter belongs to the, if it's not, then the mamash fit in that category, because they've got the rights to use the premises. They've got the rights to use the premises without even our agreement. And that would be considered a very good schiras. Okay, Abayis, we'll finish over here for tonight. I wish you a very good evening.